Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Much of the last hour getting into the relationship of the left-right power arms of the New World Order based in the United States and Europe, and how the two systems are more and more viciously fighting with each other, and Media Matters is openly saying they're going to launch a guerrilla warfare operation to attempt to bankrupt and destroy Fox News. I said to myself and the crew last night when I first saw this Politico article after the Sunday night radio show was over that this sounded illegal to me. And there are some news headlines asking, is it breaking the law? And Watson is engrossed in a deep report on this, tying it in with the vicious hit piece out of New York Magazine by Joe Hagan. And so it'll probably actually be the start of the next hour before I get into that. But, you know, when you learn about Western governments knowingly from the 40s right through to today, murdering our own troops in experiments they know we're going to kill them, sterilizing foster children, radiating them to death, when you learn about the government signing secret deals, now public 12 years ago, 11 and a half years ago, to steal all the death benefits of the troops, when you learn about just how ruthless these people are, and then you see people making jokes about it and posing as if they're liberal or conservative intellectuals, it's extremely disgusting and saddening. But it is very exciting to see people waking up. And that's why the system's openly pushing internet kill switches, openly using the Pentagon and private groups to infiltrate the web and attack anybody that criticizes the globalist, because that's the real movement against tyranny, not the controlled Democrats on their little mindless reservation, not the controlled Republicans in their imaginary fantasy land, tied in with all these little soap operas of meaningless pap and disinformation and issues of little or no significance. Because as people become aware, wow, there's a private bank runs the country. Wow, they can do whatever they want. Wow, they've got free money for themselves. Wow, the Federal Reserve member banks are the ones lobbying to take our private property. The Federal Reserve's always lobbying for raising taxes. Well, yeah, because then it's paid to them on the interest on the debt. Once people get that paradigm, which is starting to happen, over 80% in major polls want to abolish the Federal Reserve. As that happens, their time's running out. If they can't distract us with all the front puppets and all the buffet of lies they lay out and rabbit trails, it's game over for the New World Order. And they're racing to get their electronic tyranny in place. They are racing to get their local spy groups in place, which they openly admit they're doing. They're racing to break our will with the dog training, with the TSA putting us in microwave bakers and sticking their hands down our pants. They're trying to break our will right now. And we're fighting back. In fact, guys, will you re-pull me that Washington Times article from Sunday that I meant to cover? I forget the headline about the TSA and the massive resistance at states all over the country to make it criminal for the TSA to touch you through your pants, much less inside, and the lawsuits being filed by the score, and there's cities all over the country pulling sodium fluoride out, and people are, I mean, we're on the march. The empire is on the run, but I just never imagined myself to be this up front on the tip of the spear and to be the to have the eye of Sauron, you know, George Soros looking down on me. It's bizarre. All right, I'll get into Fukushima, Libya, and a lot more.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to get into the latest huge developments in and around the nuclear meltdown site in Fukushima, Japan. The incredibly important developments dealing with Libya and Obama's speech set for this evening. But first, I wanted to get into some very positive news. There's quite a bit of it, but I'm going to limit it to the TSA. But as a hors d'oeuvre to what I'm about to say, the globalists are first and foremost confidence men and women. And they know how to basically throw things in your face, wear fancy suits, give themselves big titles, and just announce incredibly draconian, corrupt, despotic things as if it's mother's milk, as if it's some type of heavenly nirvana or Valhalla that they're pushing. And here's the TSA, set up by the federal government 9 years ago, expanding to train stations, bus stations, highways, take your belt off, take your shoes off, can't have liquids, asking you questions, sticking their hands down your pants, putting passive brain scanners in some airports, putting you in microwave scanners, not even following OSHA law, not even having radiation tests, covering it up from Congress, telling Congress they have no authority for oversight, Homeland Security not giving Congress reports on major homeland security initiatives, the UN passing a resolution, Congress not even being conferred with, much less passing a declaration of war or even their own authorization of force resolution. It's all about these unelected UN, IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements, groups, SPP, North American Union Corporate Board, giving orders to government. The government officials and politicians and bureaucrats are lackeys that go in a revolving door from inside their corporations back out into government. And you read the SPP documents on the North American Union. I talk about these every day because there's a great example of the Fortune 100 at a meeting in Banff, Canada, giving orders to the heads of the State Departments, the Interior Departments, and the Homeland Security Departments, the Security Services, saying this is what you'll do, and then the government ratifying it and going and implementing it through the bureaucracy. Just like the UN Kyoto Treaty is being implemented by California outside of the federal government. It's being implemented by cities like Austin, circumventing the Congress. It's being implemented by the EPA, circumnavigating the Congress. And so here's the TSA just out in the open saying, oh, we'll take over your streets. You're going to have a worker ID card that we control to even have a job. This has all been announced by Reg again almost 9 years ago. Now they're trying to roll it out. Hemispheric travel ID now out for 3 years. It's just all being flaunted. And I've heard police chiefs who aren't under federal control, state police, I've even heard in Texas complaining on the news saying, yeah, a state police officer can't pull somebody over without an emergency probable cause and they've got a weapon and they feel threatened and you know, can't put their hands down their pants. I mean, you've got to have probable cause. You've got to have an emergency situation. How do they just herd you in and do this? How are the feds declaring jurisdiction over first airports as training centers to train their own people to accept it, the police to accept it, and the local jurisdiction, the public to accept it? How do you get away with this? They just do it. How do they put you in an unapproved radiation booth? They just do it. And now they've been caught coast to coast robbing people. What type of folks do you think want a job sticking their hands down people's pants, pulling women's blouses off, doing this? Control freaks. And they recruit and promote the control freaks to the highest level. I've talked to people in TSA in Austin. I've talked to airport administrators. I've talked to multiple people, three actually, in the last 6-7 years, high up inside the Austin Bergstrom International Airport system. And they say that the head TSA people there are the worst. And they're the people who like to harass the women that work there. They're the people who like to harass the workers and the pilots. They're the people that are on power trips. The worst type of control freaks get empowered and turned loose in a tyranny. They get to decide what goes on the media. Just like East Germany. They get to decide how you can travel, where you can go. They get to give jobs to their family. This is a new class system being developed. The government class, the political class that serves the offshore megabanks that are looting the entire planet and waging war against prosperity because they want you broke back and subservient and destitute under their control. But here's the good news. All over the country, hundreds of cities, scores of states, governors, like Ventura, former governors suing. The people are rising up. They admit tens of billions a year, and it's accelerating, is being lost in tourism. Last year, the heads of the tourism associations, the hotel associations, the travel associations said, you are killing us. Europeans won't come here. They won't go through this. Europeans are boycotting in Europe where they're trying to put it in. This is slave training. The pilots have refused to fly. They filed suits. And the TSA said, okay, we'll quit groping you, but not the public. See, we all think of civil rights as black people versus white people. The real 21st century civil rights is the insurance companies write the health care legislation written by the insurance companies. Wall Street Journal admitted that. The head of the consortium, the head lobbyist for the consortium of the healthcare industry and the insurance companies, I read this probably 6 months ago on air. I was in an airport and read it. I mean, I'd seen it elsewhere, but there were the admissions right there in the news article. And they wrote it to make 35 million people get insurance, to then let the insurance companies, through government regulators they control, lower the standard and quality of care, taking doctors and nurses out of the medical decision equation, literally setting up the death panels. Newsweek came out with the case for killing Granny with an image of a plug pulled out of the wall next to a gurney. Bill Gates said, yeah, it's death panels. We can hire 10 teachers if we kill Granny. That's the collectivist model. They start cutting the resources, creating artificial scarcity, and then telling people, take something from somebody else and you'll get ahead in the government class. It's divide and conquer. He who has the gold makes the rule. And real civil rights is saying, you're not allowed to give thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of waivers to McDonald's and other Fortune 500 companies to not have to get insurance, but all their competitors do. That's economic discrimination. What do you think they did against blacks in this country or Native Americans? That's the first form. That's the type of issues. But everybody's looking for black and white to fight with each other or vice versa instead of real civil rights violations or all of us being trained to have strangers stick their hands not just down our pants but our children's pants, normalizing it, roasting us in radiation chambers, all of this. So here's the good news. This is out of the Washington Times editorial, groping for a TSA solution. And this is a Washington Times issued article, meaning it's the editorial board. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, hoped it could avoid public revolt over its intrusive airport security measures by dialing back operations while security was at its peak over Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. See, they always apply the pressure. If you don't resist, they squeeze more. When you fight back, they back off. That's classic warfare tactics. They didn't stop. More than a dozen federal lawsuits that have since been filed against the agency by airline pilots and former governor, among others, state lawmakers are also looking for change. Yeah, in Texas, you name it. A near unanimous Alaska legislature last week transmitted to the governor and Congress an official complaint that overzealous Transportation Security Administration employees have carried out the new procedures in a manner sufficiently aggressive to raise the level of an inappropriate invasion of personal privacy for an individual would ordinarily be protected under the laws of Alaska. The non-binding resolution urges Congress to crack down on TSA bureaucracy. But see, they're charged by the unelected Homeland Security system that won't even give Congress documents, and a president who doesn't even get an authorization of force from Congress, who follows UN orders. This is about administrative law, where if possession is 9/10, and if they can trample our rights and usurp them, they're gone. In law, you must defend every square inch of your liberty. A House Oversight Committee last week began to put pressure on TSA officials, you mean a gaggle of crooks getting money from the body scanners companies, who initially balked. See, they tried to just bluster like con artists and act like we were crazy, balked at an invitation to testify. Before the tardy bureaucrats arrived, Representative John L. Micah, see, they showed up late, it's part of their arrogance, Florida Republican blasted the agency for the indiscriminate use of pornographic whole-body imaging scanners, saying a seventh grader could end up with a better plan for developing and utilizing this equipment. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura wants to take the fight directly to Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. The easily recognizable Mr. Ventura flies several times a week and is subject to automatic enhanced screening. Yeah, they grab his genitals because he has a titanium hip implant that sets off a metal detector every time he walks through. And it just goes on from there. This should be a no-brainer. Groping small children, grandmothers, and former professional wrestlers does nothing to make this country more secure. It makes the globalists more secure to break our will and train us for prison induction. That's all this is, prison induction. Federal lawmakers need to do more to hold this rogue agency accountable. It's not rogue. The entire bureaucracy, the entire Homeland Security system was started out of the Omnibus Crime Bill based on the federal government bombing Oklahoma City. This is a criminal, illegitimate group of hijackers masquerading as government, waging internal warfare against the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. It's a replay of that and more.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, SpecOps, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Stress it enough that the social engineers in control of our society are attempting to radically revolutionize our society into one of open tyranny, selling it under the guise of so-called security. And as Benjamin Franklin said best, those that give up their liberties for supposed security deserve and will get neither. You will not get liberty, you will not get security when you allow tyranny to grow. Tyranny is a disease that every society, every empire, every country gets. It is the norm. It's like if you live long enough, you're going to get heart disease or cancer. And very few countries or republics have ever gone past 200 years. 235 years is about as old as a system gets. And, of course, we're 235 years old. And we've been co-opted by the very slick corporate management systems that are masters at lobbying and special interest. But the special interests have actually taken over the entire system. If you go back and look at Europe and study the history of the Middle Ages into the Renaissance, many baronies, many subregions, and many times entire countries would be taken over within just a generation by bankers. And they would simply start giving loans to a young prince or to all the princes secretly because their family wouldn't agree with it. And by the time the king died or the queen died, the bankers would then own the prince. They would then own the country. And the banks would loan to both sides and would start a war to then know that during that war, both countries bordering each other would be fighting for their lives of their system, and that they would squeeze the public to any degree needed to fund their family staying in power. And if you study the Chinese emperors, this happened over and over again. Humans behave the same over and over again. If you study the Mesoamerican tribes, the Aztecs at the end, it was the same with the Druid systems. You normally had a priest class of propaganda manipulators who controlled the royal class, who themselves had just been the best warriors. It was brains over brawn. And so the globalists are just a collection of scammers and control freaks and confidence men. And they're so confident they believe their own garbage. If they can make money off nuclear systems, they're going to put them in. They're going to do open-air testing. They don't care if their own families get increased cancer. They believe their own sense of infallibility, of invincibility. Then when the radiation gets released, now confirmed at 100,000 times safe levels, now blowing out to sea. Hopefully most of it will go into the ocean, but then it'll get to us via the seafood. They just come out and arrogantly make in what looks like ridiculous statements. Remember when the Guardian and the British government, as part of a consortium, you can look at the sponsors, funded those TV ads that showed children refusing to cut their carbon footprint so the teacher detonates bombs in their desk and murders all of them? They said, yes, we need to start killing people. Yes, we need environmental fascism. Yes, we need airborne released Ebola. As Dr. Eric Pianca at UT said, yes, we need to kill. The 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment says we must bring back war and famine to reduce population. The State Department Memorandum 200, the Biological Diversity Assessment put out by the CIA and Henry Kissinger says we'll use wars and famine to reduce population. This is their excuse for all the bloodletting and sadomasochistic evil that they engage in. They love it. They state it. It's their Bible. They compete with each other over who's more ruthless. And Kissinger makes statements about the troops being dumb animals that are there to die. They love it. They praise Mao Zedong, David Rockefeller does, in the New York Times, and how great the system is. And the CFR says China is the model, and so is Singapore. Open tyrannies. And then you say, I don't want tyranny. I don't want 100,000 times safe levels of radiation, which even the Washington Post admits will kill the people in a matter of months who've come in contact with it. And then you say, so what? George Monbiot, we're going to get into the reactor when we come back. I'm finally going to get to it. Nuclear expert calls global warming alarmist Monbiot criminally irresponsible for downplaying Fukushima. And he came out and he says, I love nuclear. I love, after Fukushima, I love it. These are statements. And it's meant to make you go, huh? what, I'm crazy? Because I don't love radiation, and her political so-called enemy and culture comes out and says the same thing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
First, I want to get into Bombayot. Now, Dr. Christopher Busby, a chemical physicist who advises the BBC, advises the EU, the other physicists we've had on have conferred and confirmed what he has said. We know what happened with the right at a million dead from cancers associated with the Chernobyl situation. We know from Hiroshima and Nagasaki the massive increases in leukemias and other cancers, breast cancer. We know worldwide cancer's up. And Busby had to point out that uranium and other types of radioactive isotopes are some of the most devastating to sperm counts in men and also fertility in women, and that fertility in all of these nuclear-powered countries is plunging. Now, remember about 4 months ago, CBS News out of Houston, and then after that, a whole bunch of newspapers, every major paper in Texas, we covered it here, reported that, in fact, guys, let's put the headline up, state covered up radioactive isotopes in Texas water. Then it turned out it was in every major state. But they didn't say why they covered it up. They didn't say why the radiation was there. Well, because most of the mines that they mine the phosphates out of, that they then use in fertilizer, they mine the chemicals they need for the fertilizer out of limestone deposits. Those also, at many of the facilities, double as uranium mines. Uranium is in the same strata. So is the purified derivatives of radon and a whole bunch of other isotopes. And there it was all over the Texas news. Again, we'll just search radioactive elements in Texas water. There it is. Contaminated water in major Texas cities has radioactive elements. And that is out of KHOU. I believe that is the CBS. Yeah, that's KENS out of San Antonio carrying another station's report. And you can go read that. But again, a minor blip. Well, what have we told you years before? With chemists and top toxicologists like Dr. Paul Conant and others, what does this book cover? Uranium and other isotopes in the water. They mine it and put it in the water. There's hundreds of different things in this stuff. Not just sodium fluoride, that's sevenfold in men's cancers, threefold in women. Don't believe me on that? Just search fluoride bone cancer. AP, Reuters, BBC, ABC, just letters by the vast majority of EPA scientists themselves a decade ago or 11 years ago and then 5 years ago and then a year ago going and testifying and saying, why are you doing this? It's deadly. And see, for me, it's not a joke like it is for the writer at New York Magazine attacking me or for the writer at Rolling Stone making jokes, attacking. It's not funny for me. They know what they're doing. And you could say, well, they don't mean to sterilize us. Okay, well, it's having that effect. And it turns out they've known and have covered it up. These are not leaking reactors. These are not water supplies next to uranium enrichment facilities, nuclear weapons facilities. No, they're putting it in the stinking water. And I just put it out, and I'm the kook because I cover CBS News, San Antonio, CBS News, ABC News, Houston, Austin American Statesman. These people at the Austin American Statesman and CBS News, they put out a report or two about the state covering up radiation in every major city and town, and then don't ask why was there a cover-up, just, oh, there's a cover-up, and why is the uranium in there? Why is the radium in there? Why? Because they put it there. And let's just say they're negligent and just didn't notice what they were mining it out of. Really? The scientists, the big companies that pushed 60 years ago to put this in all our water. See, you take one story like that, it discredits the entire system. Just like they know DU, up until 91, they wouldn't let the troops use it. Now they're using it all over the world. They're using it in Libya. They're using it at shooting ranges now. They're not just using it at the proving grounds, fired out of tanks, Vulcan Gatling guns out of A-10 Warthogs. No, now it's in 223. It's in 308 NATO. It's in 50 cal. And they're using it at bases everywhere. It ignites going out the barrel. The troops are getting deadly dosages of it every time they fire. And then you wonder why Rolling Stone comes out with their left cover. Oh, they support the George Soros-type crowd with all the big wars and bombing Serbia with DU. But then they still got to have their left cover being against war. What do you think war is? What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. The Kill Team, a new report, how U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan murdered innocent civilians, mutated their corpses, and how their officers failed to stop them. Well, they didn't fail to stop them from executing Pat Tillman. Plus, an exclusive look at the war crime photos censored by the Pentagon. They got little kids. Rolling Stone reveals how U.S. troops murdered Afghan civilians. Soldiers cut off boys' fingers and kept it as trophies. Video captures U.S. troops cheering as airstrikes kills two Afghan civilians. You know, if you had to have a righteous war, I mean, we were actually being attacked, and you accidentally killed a child, you should break down and cry because you're a man, because you're tender, because you're so strong, you love the weak. Not like it's a video game. Oh, look, we just blew up a whole village of men, women, and children. Aha! Well, the globalists go, aha, take their death benefits, steal it, aha, have the troops breathe to you. You think you've been given all this power to murder and love death and that torture's sexy? Because the power ends there, the darkness ends there, it starts with you. But let's shift gears back to the globalists and their system of death and nihilistic destruction. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's article from this morning. Nuclear expert calls global warming alarmist Monbiot criminally irresponsible for downplaying Fukushima. Prominent nuclear and radiation expert Dr. Christopher Busby has slammed British global warming alarmist George Monbiot, a guy who's called for green tyranny, by the way, criminally irresponsible for writing a series of articles for The Guardian in which Monbiot downplays the threat of radiation from the stricken Fukushima reactor plant in a bid to shore up his claim about man-made climate change being a far deadlier concern, carbon dioxide. In the wake of Fukushima, we have seen numerous self-proclaimed environmentalists who are normally so quick to raise the alarm about devastation caused by man-made global warming actually downplaying the environmental concerns attached to Fukushima crisis radiation and nuclear power in general. Chief among them is prominent British environmentalist George Monbiot, who openly calls for world government in public essays. Just type George Monbiot, global government, and you'll get all those big articles about it. But we're still kooks for not wanting it. See, it doesn't exist. He plays this mind game. I'm for world government, but you're not allowed to be against it. And if you are, we'll write articles about you saying you're crazy, like The Guardian's done many times. Hey, I got this IMF report saying you set up the collapse and are going to try to cut off our resources and our coal plants and do all this. Hey, I don't want to be a slave. Shut up. It doesn't exist, dangerous person. Did you cause the Gifford shooting? Are you some type of violent person? Thank goodness we've got Cass Sunstein going after you. Maybe you should be arrested. Just open tyrants, a bunch of weak pansies jumping around like fairies telling me how I'm their slave. No, you little piece of trash. I'm not your slave. I'm red-blooded. I got a big heart pumping blood. I'm strong. My ancestors were strong. And we're going to rouse and rise free humanity to identify who you are. And as you wage war against us, 1776. You and Ann Coulter and all of you telling us the radiation's good for us. You telling us death is good for us. Abortion and one-child policies are good. We're not drinking out of your fetid, filthy, pus-filled cup, your goblet of death. We recognize your slimy weakness, and that's why you wage war against strength and the family and everything beautiful, because you're a bunch of twisted, servile worms who've turned yourself over to pure evil. And I openly rebuke you. I openly call you out before God and everyone else, and I pray that the masses fully break their conditioning and the spell they're under and recognize you for what you are, a 21st century green Hitler calling for global domination through a corporate creeping structure that strangles free humanity. Calling you out, you piece of trash, you maggot, right out of the gates of Hades. Go back to Hades where you came from. Crawl back there. But God's going to judge you. You know, God judges twice. During this life, it comes back on you. You reap what you sow. And when you die, there's two judgments. There's two comings. I wouldn't want to be you in the type of black, bloody treasure you're taking on. The chains you're wrapping around your soul for eternity. The big chest with the bloody silver you drag behind you. Telling people that families are bad. Telling people radiation is good because you love the infertility it creates. Not just against humans, but all life. The deformity, the pain, the suffering children that I can see in my mind's eye by the millions that have died from radiation poisoning. Poor little decent, sweet 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds with that light of life and humanity dimming. Their teeth falling out, vomiting, dying of cancers, never getting to grow old, never getting to have children and love and passion and grandchildren and all the good things they had because you people had to kill them. You people had to suck the life out of them for your stinking satanic egos. I declare eternal war against you. All of my humanity, all of the strength of my ancestors, all of the strength that God gives me, we will defeat you. Humanity will not let you prevail. You will not keep humanity from its destiny to populate the stars and become what God envisions for us. You will fail. You have failed from the foundations of the creation of Earth. And you know it. Laugh all you want, but in your gut, in your soul, in the remnants that are left of it, you giggle that mirth-filled lie, that acid-spilling stench, because you can feel the mouth of hell, that maw opening. You can feel your soul stretching thin as you are sucked into eternity. To be damned, to be amongst your own kind, truly a hell in its of itself. No longer decent, beautiful humanity to wage war upon, but nothing but your kind together. Forever. Because it is what you are. You are children of death. You are children of disease and theft and pain and crippled destruction. You wish to cripple humanity, you yourselves are crippled. All of you who willfully serve darkness, who willfully try to keep people in the dark, who willfully try to dumb people down, committing the ultimate crime in your jealous envy of the strong. That's why you talk about eugenics and the elite all day. Yeah, look at the five British families in the British monarchy test who bred the Wedgwoods and the Galtons and the other families together, the Huxleys, the Darwins, in those Superman breeding tests over 70 years. By the end of it, almost all the children were born dead or they weren't. They were criminally insane. The few that survived are now top captains of the New World Order. That's who you are. You run from the light. You hate the light. You hate anything good, anything beautiful, anything wholesome. Green fields, blue skies, anything decent is anathema to you, like a cross and holy water to a vampire. You run from it. You flee from it. You flee from goodness because the wicked flee when none pursue. That's one of my favorite quotes since I was a child. No, I didn't get it from the Coen Brothers movie, True Grit. I can't even look at Mom Beyot, the smirking camouflage of the spindly-necked liberal. Not a liberal, but a monster. Not a liberal, but a carrion crow who feast on the detritus of world government. Not a humanitarian, but a monster. Not a teacher, but a deceiver. Not a leader, but a sniper. A crawling, ugly thing. A creature that eats off a fallen civilization. A creature that lusts for lack of knowledge. Who lusts for a world where their lies are king. Where everyone must supplicate and prostrate themselves before you. I refuse to bow to your TSA. I refuse to bow to your New World Order. I refuse to bow to your chemical assault and your electromagnetic assault and your radiological assault. I refuse to have you tell me poison is life, that black is white, that up is down, that war is peace, that freedom is slavery. Here's what's going on right now. In Japan, exactly as we first warned 16 days ago on day two, when Fukushima number one blew sky high, then Fukushima number three, 2 weeks ago today, multiple reactor cores shattered, plutonium oozing out into the water supply, neutron beams blasting the entire surrounding area with radiation. So powerful, it's even visible at night, reportedly. The blue light, the radiation, so deadly you can even see it. But Mambia tries to cast his little pathetic spell. Have we dumbed them down enough for me to do this? Oh, I'm Harry Potter. You don't see it. Radiation's good. He actually came out in these quotes and said, oh, after seeing Fukushima, I've decided I'm completely pro-nuclear. It's no big deal. And because I have a lisping English accent, and because the Bilderberg Group likes me, everyone's going to believe me now. Why, he might even be Sir Mombiot someday. And if he told us the sky was red instead of blue, what a little genius Lord Mombiot is. More radioactive water spills at Japan Nuke Plant, Associated Press. Radiation levels at Japan nuclear plant reach new highs. First 1,600 times safe levels last Wednesday. By Friday, 10,000 times. Now, as of last night, the Japanese government admits 100,000 times safe radioactive levels. They go on to report that any time around this dose will cause about half of those exposed to die. Will eventually kill about half of those exposed. Oh, after seeing Fukushima, I've decided I like nuclear power now. Oh, I'm a spindly little twit. I was beat up on the playground as a child, so now I've joined the eggheads, and we poison people, and we take control of this society through sneaky, cowardly ways. I'm showing everyone how powerful I am by lying to them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
So the workers at Fukushima are working five-hour shifts, and it's reported that they're getting about 1,000 millisieverts per hour. So that would be 5,000 millisieverts absorbed per shift. And even the Washington Post admits that absorbed fairly rapidly will eventually kill about half of those exposed. Why do you think now, a week and a half ago, the head of the plant broke down crying, saying he couldn't be part of the cover-up and that, quote, people were going to die? By the way, where are the local medical reports? We've gotten calls saying people are vomiting and red-faced over a week ago. Where are the reports? There are no medical reports. See, the Japanese, I guess, think it's stoic to just go to the hospital and die of radiation exposure. But that'll come out later when it's a minor footnote in the news. Oh, yeah. Like everything else. And see, we're not supposed to get mad and have our humanity rise up in us to defend ourselves. We're not supposed to be red-blooded. We're not supposed to show the globalists our teeth and say we're committed against you and we recognize you as the enemy of old. The tyranny, the control freak, the king rat, the maggots, the brutes. We're supposed to lay down and lick their boots because they're the officials, the authorities, and all the other ridiculous titles they give themselves. Meanwhile, the U.S. military, what was it, 12 days ago, just 3 or 4 days into this, pulled all U.S. military personnel out of the area and had the fleet run 200 miles south. And now CNN reported last Wednesday they're considering forced evacuation, and we've gotten calls that that's already going on as of last week, of all Americans. And major airlines won't fly in to the central or northern area. And all these other big aid agencies have pulled out. But guess who doesn't care about their employees? CNBC. Goldman Sachs employees told not to leave Japan. Oh, no, I'm afraid they're going with Mambiot's take, just like the troops. Go ahead and use that DU. It's not bad for you. We say so. I say the Goldman Sachs execs should all go be part of the cleanup crew, getting their 5,000 millisieverts during their work. Oh, we still haven't gotten a call back from Ann Coulter about going and giving a speech at Fukushima. She says it's good for you, though, and that you won't get cancer. But Goldman Sachs employees told not to leave Japan. At least four Goldman Sachs executives flew to Japan last week to speak with nervous expat employees about radiation fears, according to a person familiar with the situation. They also conveyed another message. Don't leave Japan and don't leave Tokyo. And it goes on to say that they will be kept there, and that is just the way it is. And Obama says don't worry about radiation here either, even though it's in Massachusetts. It's been found now in all 50 states. It's been found in Europe. Radioactive iodine. No problem. And now Mambiot, here's a quote. As a result of the disaster at Fukushima, I'm no longer nuclear neutral. I now support the technology, added Mambiot. Of course. I imagine when he goes to his club to have a pint of beer, he sits around with the other eugenicists and laughs. They think we're liberals. Isn't it funny, Wilford? There's nothing these rabble won't buy. Oh, we're moving forward to get rid of the little scums. Our conditioning programs are going quite well, showing the school children videos of children being murdered who don't accept the carbon taxes. In the United States, they have an even better way of doing it. They have drills where unannounced military personnel arrive, screaming with loaded weapons, and 5- and 6-year-olds defecate themselves. And it's even better. The parents are then told it was done because homeschooling groups might attack and kill them. They then psychologically imprint on the pro-homeschooling groups and gun groups and not on us oppressing them. The giant re-education camp system is going worldwide. It's beautiful. Oh, we love it. Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.